From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. The White House is calling on Russian authorities to abandon plans to hold a referendum this Sunday about the future of the Crimean Peninsula. Secretary of State John Kerry, who is due to meet the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in London on Friday, says the U.S. will react if Russia attempts to annex Crimea after the vote. He told members of Congress that his message to Minister Lavrov will be that confrontation can be avoided.
Our choice is not to be put in the position of having to do that. Our choice is to have a respect for the sovereignty and independence and integrity of the country of Ukraine.
The U.S. is also sending a delegation of lawmakers to Ukraine ahead of the vote. They say they want to show support and solidarity with the interim administration in Kiev. The British government is also calling on Russian officials to abandon the referendum. British Foreign Secretary William Hague says the vote cannot be internationally recognized.
Imagine having a referendum called at a few days' notice with no electoral roll, in the presence of tens of thousands of foreign troops. By any standards of the democratic world, this is not a referendum.
Meanwhile, Russia's defense ministry has announced large new military exercises as the armed standoff continues in Ukraine that has been internationally condemned as Russian aggression. Tom Barton reports from FSN's Moscow Bureau.
The new drills are reportedly taking place near Ukraine's eastern border. They are said to be preparing for combat missions on unfamiliar terrain. Personnel from motorized rifle, artillery and tank divisions have been redeployed closer to the frontier. In addition, Belarus's president Alexander Lukashenko is expected to ask Russia to send more warplanes there in response to increased NATO drills in eastern Europe. Ukraine is itself trying to mobilize troops to prepare to defend its territory from a feared Russian invasion as Kiev and the international community try to coordinate a response to Russian forces trying to force remaining Ukrainian garrisons in Crimea to surrender.
The Pentagon is ordering a U.S. destroyer to start searching for the missing Malaysian Airlines jet in the Straits of Malacca, west of the plane's original flight path. Reports in Washington say the U.S. now believes the plane may have come down in the Indian Ocean. Our U.S. correspondent Simon Marks reports.
The USS Kidd is being given new orders by the 7th Fleet. The destroyer is being told to concentrate its search on the Straits of Malacca amid reports that US officials believe Flight 370 strayed dramatically from its flight path and ultimately came down west in the Indian Ocean. It will take another 24 hours before the ship is in position. Another US destroyer is abandoning its search of the South China Sea in the region where the plane last made contact.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. A court in London has heard claims that Princess Diana leaked information about Prince Charles to someone she thought of as an ally in the press in order to seek revenge on her estranged husband. The incident is reported to have taken place in 1992. The information emerged during the trial of eight people, including former royal editor for the News of the World tabloid newspaper, Clive Goodman, who faces various charges related to phone hacking. From London, Catherine Drew reports.
Former royal editor for the News of the World, Clive Goodman, told the court Diana sent him a telephone book with contact numbers for royal staff and members in 1992, after she separated from Prince Charles after 11 years of marriage. Mr. Goodman said Diana had been going through a difficult time and wanted him to see the scale of her husband's staff and household. He said the princess, who died in a car crash in 1997, wanted to show her estranged husband that there were forces that would take him on. Mr. Goodman said he used the royal contacts supplied to him for stories, but denied ever hacking any of the phones.
And U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder is urging the U.S. Sentencing Commission to reduce the duration of prison sentences for most nonviolent drug offenses. The new policy would reduce prison populations and save money at a time when one in four prisoners globally are in American jails. Washington correspondent Priscilla Huff reports.
The new policy on sentencing guidelines, as proposed by U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder, maintains the harshest penalties for the worst offenders, the violent drug traffickers. But 70% of those incarcerated for drugs offenses would see their sentences reduced by an average of nearly a year. The Obama administration points out the change is a win financially, with America spending $80 billion annually on jails.
And that's the latest feature story news. Rebecca Foster reporting.